What's up, everybody? Welcome to Gregway in the Car, the last Gregway that will ever sound like this. Not because anything's dramatic changing. It's the 9th anniversary, kind of funny today, January 5th. We're going to announce some stuff and change a few things and yada, yada, yada. Nothing's changing about Gregway. It's just that yesterday on Gregway, I was like, hey, I don't get a lot of I love doing Gregway with you. I get questions, that's great, but I never get feedback on the product. And a couple of you wrote in and was like, yeah, we love the show, but, like, the sound quality kind of sucks in your car because, like, it picks up all the bumps and everything else and da-da-da. And I was like, oh, and I immediately went from that comment on Patreon over to Amazon and ordered a little wireless lav to attach to me, to attach to the thing to then, from here on out when I record, get better quality for you. That's all it takes. You just got to let us know when something's awry. Me. Let me know. Please. And again, it's kind of funny day. Well, we're going to talk about that. You're going to see a lot of new patrons in, I'm sure. A lot of people coming back. Remind them anytime they're on the games cast and like, yo, this is the version with ads. Or, hey, blah, blah. Remind them, don't say it here in the comments. Don't say it in the comments. Don't Patreon message them. Instead, email them. Support at kindoffunny.com so Joey and Greg see it and can actually make changes and go get fixes. And if you CC me on the support request, even support at kindoffunny.com. CC Greg at kindoffunny.com. Tell them all that so we can help them. I understand how many things are shouted at you on Patreon when you sign up, but it always breaks my heart to see people like, oh, I've been messaging for 8 months. I'm like, well, the message system fucking sucks when you have this many patrons. It's just nonsense, so it doesn't help us at all. And the same thing with the comments, right? I digress. Thank you for telling me the audio quality wasn't the best in the car. We will change that up next week and have some fun times with that. But for now, oh, well, there was one question. Chris wrote in and was like, hey, Monster Hunter World, man. They're doing a return to Monster Hunter for the 20th anniversary and to get everybody ready for the new one. It's had like 150,000 concurrents on Steam the other day. Are you, Jen, and Big Kev Dog going to come back? And that was news to me. I totally missed that. There had been a resurgence in Monster Hunter World. And no, I don't think I'll come back. I want to be, when the new one drops, right? You know, I'm excited for that one. I know it's still a ways away, but I want to be hungry for it. I don't want to be, like, satiated or feel like I just did some monster hunting. I'd rather come in and be like, oh, I haven't done this in forever. Wow, look at all the bells and whistles and new stuff here. So, no, I don't plan on trying to. Plus, I'm still, you know, for my games as a service, that's Diablo. That's working. But the review codes are jammed up right now with a billion other things I need to touch already for this year. Like, there's a lot going on where the Monster Hunter thing I don't think makes sense for me right now, nor do I think it would do soon, right? Okay, let's say... Let's fucking dare to dream that February comes around and I like Suicide Squad and I'm all in on Suicide Squad. Let's just fucking dare to dream that I like that game enough where I'm like, I want to play a lot of this. That'd be there too, you know, but we'll see. 9 fucking years, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 5th, 2024 as I record this, which means it's been 9 years since January 5th, 2015. When me, Colin, Tim, and Nick all announced we left IGN, started Kind of Funny full-time, and you blew our doors off with support. There's a lot going on today, obviously. 10 a.m., I mean, by the time you see this, I bet the stream's already going. But remember, we started streaming at 10 a.m., YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You know, there's a bunch of changes we're making. Again, nothing I don't think huge, like, not like, you know, groundbreaking, insane, oh my god, what are they doing? It's more refining what we do, making it easier for you, making it a better value for you. But you know, I think with that context and then the way we've planned the stream, which I think is really good, it's been very much on performing. Today I woke up and I was like, oh man, I should tweet about it. And I went back and looked at photos from 2015 and 2014 when we did the first Patreon launch. Because if you're new around here, we launched our first Patreon when we were still working at IGN, which then kicked IGN in the ass to be mad at us, which then led to us leaving in a way. But it doesn't matter. So I count that as like part of it. So I was going back, I was getting very nostalgic looking through photos and tweets and stuff like that. And so then every time I've started to like walk through what I want to say to start the stream, or even like drafting a few tweets or whatever, starting to get choked up. I'm like, ah, fuck. I did not expect the feelings to catch up to me. I didn't, it's year 9. Like, you know, you think year 10, that'll be a big one. But like, I think last year, we haven't done a Kind of Funny Day in a while, right? Like last year we did a Kind of Funny Day, of course, but it was the studio launch. The studio launch in October was kind of funny day for all intents and purposes for 2023, right? Even though that was a 2022 thing, we launched the studio in October. We weren't going to then be like, all right, cool, now it's January also. So anyways, it's weird to be back here and have a moment, again, after all this time of 3 days of work where we've been just able to focus on the product and what we do and being better. Like, to have all of that and then be right here and be ready to do this, it's like, man, I feel like I'm, even though I'm not in the studio, I can feel like I'm looking around the studio and seeing the fact that, you know, everyone who works there came from the fucking community and that we've built this and that this is far exceeded any dream I ever had of starting Kind of Funny, you know what I mean? Like, when I started doing YouTube, which would become Kind of Funny in 2012, right, on my own, that was just to learn the thing to try to make a wing show. Then as, you know, Nick, Tim, Colin all got more involved with it, it was like, oh, maybe one day we could leave. Then you get to 2014, 2015, we realize we can actually do it, we do it. But, like, I don't ever remember, like, there was never a moment of doing OG Kind of Funny, 2015 Kind of Funny, on the other side of it, 2014, getting ready to launch it, where I remember sitting there and daydreaming of, like, man, one day we're going to have a real studio that'll be better than IGN's. And I'm not trying to talk shit about anybody, you know what I mean? But, like, we have a fucking amazing studio, right? And again, like, we're trying to do something very different than what I, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to, you got it. But I never thought of, like, we're going to have this thing, we're going to be a team of 11 people, all of this will happen. And, like, so I really do, I'm sure there is, because we talk too much about everything. There must have been a Game Over Greggy show about where we thought we were going. And that's the other thing, too, is, like, you know, I wish, you know, I look at my phone, right? This must be some of the audio stuff you hate, right? This fucking shitty ass road. I look at my phone and all the photos I have, right? And you all know how many photos I have, like, you know, 70,000 or some photos on my phone because I'm a psychopath. And, like, you look back at how many I take on a day-to-day basis of just mundane things and moments. Obviously, with Ben's different, but, like, even around the office, yada, yada, yada. And you look at January 5th, 2015 on my phone, and the only photo I have of the day is all of it. Well, it's all of us, but it's just Tim. We're all at our kitchen table, computers. I think we're eating Underdog burritos, and Tim is the only person in the back there at his computer. Like, that's the only photo I took on that day. You know what I mean? Like, if I could go back, and again, I'm going back right now with an amazing team, an amazing studio, and a head for production, right? Back then, we were four people way in over our heads trying to fucking start a streaming thing or whatever, a YouTube thing. But how cool would it be to go back and be like, when we all hit publish on the tweet saying we quit IGN, right? Like, if we had a camera set up and we were mic'd up for that, to then go through and see the comments and the responses. And I remember us, like, all of us in our laptops, but then also talking to each other about what we were seeing and stuff. But I don't remember the conversations. Like, to have that moment on camera, I think would have been really, really cool. But again, you're talking about a different world, right? Where the iPhone wasn't nearly as nice a camera it is, and yada, yada, yada. Like, there, you know, there, it would have been too much setup, I think, in a way. Plus, well, we only had the one camera at that time. I think we had two. Like, we said we'd buy a nicer camera. Oh, that was it. I forgot. Yeah. When Kind of Funny started, we were kind of just using IGN's equipment on the nighttime. So, yeah, no, we bought our own stuff. So, yeah, we only had the one camera. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's so fucking crazy. And I think, you know, I'll do a shortened version of all this, I think, to start the stream. But, you know, it's jazz out there. We'll see what actually happens. But, like, just to have this moment, right? I feel like all the time, it's the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. We're doing this thing. We're planning this. I can't wait to talk about this. And these are all legitimate things. We had a meeting yesterday. Two meetings yesterday, actually, I guess, that I'm very excited to talk to about. We'll talk about one of them today, which is exciting on the stream. But anyways, I digress. Like, it's always so fast. I feel like I'm the Flash, even though I'm fat. Just, like, constantly running, you know what I mean? Like, just so to have that moment to stop and, like, look back and be like, wow, we did all this, you know what I mean? We fucking did all this. You did all this, right? That's a big part of the stuff I want to try to get out, and I'm sure I'll cry through on the stream, just open it, right? Of just, like, you know, I said on that first stream, right, we're not building this for you, we're building this with you. And so many of you adopted that message, and to this day still adopt that message, because we're not done, right? Like, this isn't, I'm sure, our final form, and even if it is, like, we're still very much 11 people making content for you. You can talk to me at any point in time about what you like or dislike about it, right? And that's the whole point. But the fact, you know, you look at it, and then you look at, like, you know, Andy and Joey and Barrett and Blessing and Snow Mike Mike, and I'm getting that thing where I'm starting leading people. Roger. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at the team we've assembled and how they all came from the community, and, like, we weren't thinking that on January 5th, 2015. I wasn't thinking about, like, you know, the amount of people who say, like, and even today where it's like I'm tweeting about it and so many people are like, oh, man, the podcast changed my life because it gave me a vision or inspired me to do this or, you know, showed me that this could work. And even, like, one of the tweets I put out today was us, you know, doing the first Patreon and Patrick Klepek, the top at the time, right, responding like, wow, this is amazing. Like, and it's something like, congratulations, but also, like, congratulations on being, like, tip of the spear on this thing, or, like, you know, paving the way, as I said, paving the way for others on this, which, again, we weren't thinking on the, you know, the 5th when we launched, or when we launched the first Patreon, right? It was just, like, we were doing that thing, and now you look around, and it's, like, it kind of is that Iron Man speech from Endgame, right, where you look around, and it's, like, oh, man, a whole universe, right, when you think of your Noclips, your Ray Narvaez, who I know is a little bit different, because he doesn't do Patreon, right, but, like, Noclip, or Aftermath, or, Second Wind now, or all these different, Colin, you know, all these different people who are like, you can exist outside of this structure, right? You can go off and you can do your own thing and you can have this audience that is remarkably smaller than an IGN or a GameSpot, but you can be, as a small group, more successful there than you would have been at the big.com. Like, obviously, it all sounds, I mean, you throw a rock right now, I remap radio, right? There's so many different people to toss out there that do this. And, like, yeah, that's amazing and incredible, and I'm so glad, but it's just like, you know, when we did it, it didn't seem like it was necessarily going to work, it set the world on fire, and here we are 9 years later as I pull up to the fucking studio we had run, you know what I mean, with its giant 4K video wall, and its 10 employees, and Jesus Christ, man, that's crazy, and it all started with an ant, you know what I mean, and it's fucking just nutty, just what a weird, wonderful world to live in. You know, I mean, obviously, thank you so much for it. I think, you know, again, with, like, the full steam ahead, not getting to look back and stuff, you know, I don't get to thank you guys enough as much as I'd want to. And I think, you know, obviously, the negativity always, even to this day, stands out more when you think about, like, oh, man, this comment on a video, maybe I didn't get it, yada, yada, yada. And you kind of forget that there are literally thousands of you that support us every day. Whether it be watching, whether it be, well, I guess you're on Patreon, so you're a Patreon person. But, you know, I mean, just listening to the shows and yada, 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 it's like, it's one of those mornings which are few and far between here where the enormity of what we do and who we touch is weighing on me. In a good way. I guess I feel it more than weighing on me. That's not the right thing. I don't know. I gotta get all this ready. I got an hour before I gotta say all this stuff on stream. I love you. Thank you.